Nevertheless, even if it was only 10% in 1587, the Catholic Church and other churches would soon steadily lose ground to Calvinism, backed as it was by the state. The provincial states of Utrecht banned all Catholic services in 1580, and indeed they banned the Catholic religion itself in 1584. In 1581, Holland forbade all Catholic practices, and most of the other northern provinces follow suit. By the 1580s, all other religions except for Calvinism would be shut out by law. Having reviewed the religious situation in the rebel north, I'd now like to turn to the third revolt of the Netherlands, which actually came fairly closely on the heels of the second revolt of 1572. I should stress at the outset that even in peacetime, even before these revolts, the Spanish regime was not a popular regime. Its behavior was arrogant. Its behavior was brutal. We've seen how it organized councils which executed, you know, over 1,000 people. It was completely inattentive to Netherlandish traditions of protest in ramming through new taxes. It forced the reorganization of the bishoprics over public opposition in the Netherlands. And so, even in peacetime, it was an unpopular regime. The savage treatment of the rebellious towns in the War of 1572 had only made things worse, killing people who had surrendered, slaughtering civilians, and so on. Crucially, however, and perhaps this is a bit surprising, more than anything else, it was the fact that the Spanish army itself began to mutiny after 1573, which did the most to turn the Netherlands against the Crown of Spain. And interestingly enough, this also included regions which up to this point had been completely loyal. It was a real problem, these mutinies, because the Spanish army was by far at this point the best army in Europe. So when it was angry, it was very hard to stop it. The mutineers, for example, might hold entire towns hostage against the crown, terrorizing the local inhabitants in the meantime. In so doing, the mutineers simultaneously sabotaged all kinds of offensive action against the rebels. I mean, the Spanish crown couldn't mount an operation against its rebels if its own soldiers were hiding out in a fortress and saying, "We're not going to do anything unless you pay us." And the demands that the rebels had for back pay consumed truly enormous sums of money. Just to give you one example, in 1574, the payoff of mutineers at the city of Antwerp consumed something like 500,000 ducats. And if the mutinies of 1573 and 74 were bad enough, when Philip II declared bankruptcy in 1575, it really only got worse. It became clear, in other words, the Spanish government couldn't even protect its subjects against its own soldiers. And indeed, something would have to give. On the 4th of September, 1576, a detachment of soldiers raised by the up to this point loyal provincial estates of Brabant broke into the chamber of the Spanish Council of State and arrested all of its members. That is to say, the central government had been arrested by the loyal states of Brabant. What had happened was that many of the nobles, many of the Catholic nobles of the southern Netherlands, had become convinced that the war wasn't really being fought for religion anymore, but was being fought primarily for political reasons, and above all, to suppress the traditional liberties and rights of the Netherlands. Therefore, led by the Duke of Aerschot, who himself had actually sat on the Council of State, these Catholic nobles believed that if they could only get rid of the Spanish troops, or with this horrible problem, and perhaps they could restore the ancient constitution, then the Prince of Orange and the rebel provinces of Holland and Zeeland might agree to a ceasefire. In other words, I think it's best to say that the rebels who arrested the Spanish Council of State in 1576 represent the frustration of Catholic particularists who are driven by the harshness of the crown and by the mutinies of its soldiers finally into an open revolt. It turns out that the Duke of Aerschot, who was the head of these rebels, and the other members of the States of Brabant had actually been in contact with the Prince of Orange for really quite some time. Within a few weeks, the Brabantine rebels and the Orangists had actually managed to convene the States General, the representative assembly of the entire Habsburg Netherlands. The States General then convened in the town of Ghent and began a discussion on how to bring the war to a complete end. In September of 1576, the States General made a perhaps understandable but hasty and ultimately disastrous decision. It formally declared that all Spanish soldiers were outlaws, whether they were in mutiny or not. What that meant, in other words, was that every Spanish soldier could be shot or killed on sight by any person. Naturally, the Spanish army was not too happy at this, and now all of the Spanish units, whether they were mutinous or loyal, began to join forces, and they soon advanced upon the city of Antwerp, the largest and most prosperous city in the Habsburg Netherlands.